You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
The benefit of accepting him means you will live forever, not for 70 years and then go to hell. No, for eternal life beyond the 70. Now I'm in my fourth quarter. And when you get to the fourth quarter, you start thinking different. Because there are more behind me than there are ahead of me. And I can see. I can see the cliff ahead. I can see it clearly. I have to start thinking about life outside of this world.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Benefits of Christ's Birth. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Galatians chapter 3, verses 14 through 18 and 28.
Right in the right place. That's how God is to humanity. He's too hot for us. He's too holy for us. He's too big for us. And if you got close to him in your humanity, you will burn up. But he's able to extend his light to you. To open up the doors, to create a path for you. To make sure you can see. To make sure you can travel. To make sure you can make the right decision, not only physically, but the light in your mind, because hindsight plus foresight equals insight. I can take what you went through and give you a vision of where you're going, so light can shine on the inside of you. You mean to tell me you didn't learn from anything that you came out of, and you have no vision for where you're going? How do you expect to have insight for where you are? But the Son is able to come to you through light, not only physically, but insights for living. Internal light so you can make it. And the heat that you feel is the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. It was cold this last week. We had a cold night shelter, but somebody was able to get some heat up in here. And I'm glad that the Holy Ghost, in the midst of cold, can turn things around and warm us up. Can somebody say amen? And he leads us not to be separate from one another. He leads us to draw closer to each other, because fellowship is the warmth of God. And all of you all that want to stay alone, you got to understand you're working counterproductively with what God is trying to do in the earth. You got to draw close to the fire. Glory to God. Man, I love that little organ. That's right, girl. Pastor Sabrina really love it, man. She love that. She tune up, ain't it all right? Number five. By Jesus coming, he made his spirit available to us. By Jesus coming, he made his spirit, the Holy Spirit, available to mankind. Amen. He had to first come and sanctify. Holy Ghost don't come where God hadn't sanctified. Holy Ghost is Holy Ghost, right? So what Jesus did is came in through his blood and sanctified it. Then he can send the Comforter. I can't send him until there's a sanctification. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all. Glory to God. Now I can send Holy Ghost 50 days later. I can send him into a chaotic world and bring comfort. I can send him into your homes when things are off. I can send him into your churches when nobody wants to speak together and work together. I can send him into your hospital, and though they got RXs, there's some RXs that can't fix the disease and cause people to walk out whole. I can send him into your chaotic world and bring comfort to it. But I got to make sure it's sanctified. When Jesus was sent into the earth, yes. Glory to God, he sanctified the world, yes. To such a degree that he can send the Holy Ghost. And that's what he does. He redeems us so Holy Spirit can live in us. My God, he makes his Spirit available to all of us. Adam disobeyed God in the garden. And he severed the intimacy between God and man, which set us up for the Redeemer, which is a benefit of Christ's birth. I know it's Christmas, but I want you to get the significance and the benefit. And I want it to resonate in your soul as you move forward. Next year is going to be a year of activation. And one of the things that I believe God is leading me to do is to make sure that we pack each ministry with some information and direct each ministry to books that our people can access to help them educate themselves and build up their most holy faith. Right now, the women's ministry is dealing with what we call bondage breakers. To me, every woman in Awaken, should, even if you're not coming to Sunday school, should have that book in your library. Amen. Say, well, I don't like Sunday school. I don't like going to Sunday school. Only the same ones go. All you that's talking that kind of noise. You rather hang around other people's than to get something that's going to fix your life and set stuff up for the future. If you got bondages in your life, you need to be sitting there. And let me tell you something. It ain't one or two people in the room that got some bondages. We all have issues. And I don't know why you would be casual with your issues. I want you to see issues as parasites. Locking into your flesh and sucking out the essence of who you are. Now, if you had a tick on you, you're going to let it just stay there? Or would you say, get it off? But you don't see it because your tick feels good as you tick to the tick of the tick, tick the top, but don't stop rocking. Because your tick feels good. That's why you don't cut it off. But it's sucking life out of you. Glory to God. It's sucking resilience out of you. You should be able to endure this, but you're short-tempered. You should be able to get through that, but you can't handle the way they're looking at you. You got to get your head together. And everybody should be with the bondage breakers. The men are about to do what we call the forge. That's what we're going to launch in the new year, the forge. So you need to build the holy stores, and IQ will have some type of documentation so you can access it. I've asked the leaders to make sure that we're at least 20 words deep. They've extended it in IQ. In other words, all of our members will number one, get a budget. What does that got to do with Christmas? Well, you had the budget to buy the gift, did you? What are you talking about? Maybe you didn't budget. I don't know. I wanted that screen TV, Bishop. You got the budget for it. So in the new year, we've asked IQ to make sure they have a 20-word deep. Listen to the wisdom here. If you're 20 words deep in terms of definition, you will be far greater than most people in an area of or a sector of life that you're trying to pursue. If you're just 20 words deep, you don't have to be 1,000 words. 20 words. Some people are surface. They have three-word definition on most stuff. And that's all they need to do is have three words, and they're just blowing people's minds. What if you were 20 words deep? In other words, you knew what an annuity is. You knew what money market is. You knew what investment means. That's three. What if you were 20 deep and you can explain it? This is what we're talking about, IQ, financial IQ. But if you've never had a class, when you go through our stuff, you should be having more wisdom and knowledge and understanding about it. And we're going to turn you on the resources about debt reduction, about paying one extra payment per year on a house so you can pay it off, not in 30 years, but in 19. You save 11 years of payments by doing that. Well, some people say, I don't know. 11 years of payments? And you can save the money? Isn't that worth knowing a little bit more? Because now you can own two houses in 30 years. If you add two payments extra, in other words, I'm going to cut out going on a cruise. I'm going to cut out reefer, and I'm going to start putting it into the principal. You take 19 years to 11. Isn't that worth knowing something?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know you can learn that in church. I know. So in 11 years, you can pay off your house, 12 years. You can pay it off if you work together. The significance of it. Now you can own three properties. If you're really disciplined, you can pay it off in seven. But everybody got to work together. That's why the Mexican and the Cuban comes over here and they pack into one house. Well, we can't stand each other, but they pack into one house for 7 years. And in 20, they have a whole street and community. But we just can't handle it. I need my space. I tried to introduce this to a community. They said, who does he think he is? What is he trying to do? He's a black man. I said, I wish I could be like Michael, and it's not neither black nor white. Turn myself white and say the same thing, and my people would listen to me. Same information. I can put a young white male right here and say it to you. You'll say, whoa! That's why in business, this is what a white man told me. You want to buy my cleaning business? Make sure you put a white male in front. This is what the white man told me. So your people won't go down the street. That's how we operate. I'm giving you information and people just looking. But I can bring a young man in here, say the same thing that I said. All of a sudden we taking notes. I ain't mad, but I am passionate. I get mad sometimes at us because I see the way you move. Come on, man. Oh, my God. That's why God's going to send white men, white women in our church and all these kind of people and some black ones that got education. And you got to learn how to receive from them. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What'd you say they're in here now? Okay. All right. If you're here, I want you to tithe. When we talking about I'm here and you don't give nothing. Tell me to get back to the message. Come on. What is the advantage of having a benefit? I was thinking about employment. Some people will only settle for salary, but what is the benefit package? In the context of employment, when you sit down and you want to change jobs, you better talk to them about what are the benefits. Well, I can get more money, but you don't need to have more money. if you don't have benefits. What are the benefits of switching? I believe employees provide additional benefits. Additional benefits for security purposes. To support beyond salary. Like medical benefits. Or health care benefits. Retirement benefits. Savings plans. Sometimes they'll match it. What about paid time off? Or maternity leave? They don't have paternity leave, do they? They do? Male and female. All right. What about things to make sure you have job satisfaction? To increase productivity in the midst of our employees. To create an environment for ultimate leadership. We want to get the best out of you when you come. We want to retain our employees. One of the reasons why they pay CEOs millions is because they don't want them going to the competition. I want you to think about it. I can't stand it. They pay all of these CEOs billions. The reason why they pay them is because they don't want them to go to the competition and take all of that knowledge and make them better. So a man that worked for Boeing would then take over Ford. Said, well, what does a plane got to do with making cars? Well, you understand there's a million parts with a plane. And that knowledge, if I take that to a car operating system and I understand the system and start implementing things I know, I'm going to create more productivity among the employees. And the product will be better because to build a plane, I had to focus. Well, some of us, we don't understand that. We're just sitting there saying they just make all that money. They don't want to pay us nothing. That's low-hanging fruit. But when you elevate, you start seeing now the person who's running that corporation, if he went over to your competition, you may not have a job. Nobody won't have a job. Like if anybody saw Bezos coming. If they saw Bezos coming, Walmart would have been the first to go to the internet. Instead of building magnificent buildings, they would have had warehouses. But they didn't see him coming. He just opened up books. But he was plotting all of the time. I'm going to make sure I set up a system. But I'm going to start offering what they offer through my system. That's why he makes the money he makes. Because if he went to another system, he would cause it to expand. My God. So I want to make sure we understand when it comes to benefits. What is the benefit of having a good leader? What is the benefit of having a father in a community? What is the benefit of having a mother? What is the benefit of having a Christ? What is the benefit of having a Christ in humanity and there is no hope? There's no way to relate to God without this one. There's no way to take all of our sins and empty them into what? Without his help. There's no way to get our conscience clean without his help. He's the only one that can take us to our Father. Oh my God. And he wants us to be loyal to the company. He wants us to access the benefits. He wants us to be retained instead of looking for some other job. He wants us to stick with him forever. That's why he gives us everlasting life. He said, all these benefits, you're going to quit on me? Every single benefit that I provided for you, you just gonna walk away from it? You won't find a package like this nowhere else in the entire universe. You do all of that mess and you get all of this help and retention and love in the future if you just follow me. And not a benefit like that around the world. So let's talk about the benefit of redemption. I labored hard on this yesterday. What I'm saying by that is it took me time for him to download it in me. I know somebody's going to be blessed. Some people see, when I was a kid, I had to have things like in order. They say, he what's wrong with you? Do it. I can't do it. It's not in order. Some of us need to make some adjustments. Make sure it's in order. And there's a benefit, not only an advantage of a benefit, but there's a benefit for redemption. Because you're freed from your past. You're freed from sin. That's what redemption, the benefit. You're freed from your past. You're freed from guilt and shame. Because one man died for you. There's a benefit for him coming. Number one, he gives us eternal life. Write it down. The benefit of accepting him means you will live forever. Not for 70 years and then go to hell. No, for eternal life beyond the 70. Now I'm in my fourth quarter. And when you get to the fourth quarter, you start thinking different. Because there are more behind me than there are ahead of me. And I can see. I can see the cliff ahead. I can see it clearly. I have to start thinking about life outside of this world. When you're young, you may not think about that. All you think about is the moment. But when you get to your fourth quarter, you start thinking about what it looks like outside of this world, outside of your emotions, outside of your feelings. And what are you going to leave behind when people call your name? What are they going to remember you for? It's legacy. I thank God that eternal life has been imputed to me through Jesus. Because when this one ends and my eyes open, I want to see a familiar face. I want to see a friendly face. There was a lady here. She came to this ministry. I didn't know she was Caucasian. I didn't know her. And she joined. And she was highly intelligent. But she was more of a new age type person. In other words, she wore flip-flops. And, you know, she was free spirited, right? And so she didn't dress like church folks. She wore jeans and t-shirts. But highly intelligent, right? And so she came in to speak to me one time and she said, you know, I've traveled this world. I've been to Africa. I've been to almost every continent. I was like, what? And she, I mean, like integrated with systems. And she said, I searched out religions. I've tried at least seven. But I found Jesus here. And I don't have to search anymore. And it just, it really piqued my interest. I was like, wow, you found him here. Out of all, she said, isn't it truth revealed? I said, you're right, it is. It is truth revealed. Maybe 6 months later, she developed breast cancer. And it ate her up quickly. And so she was on Stack Boulevard at one of those nursing homes. I can't remember, but it's on Stack Boulevard. And she called for me and she was dying. And I went up there. And she was afraid. No family around, broken relationships, all kinds of trauma. And she said, what am I to do? I don't have my father, can't call him. Don't, my mother is gone. My sisters, they don't want to speak to me. And truth revealed is my family. But what am I going to do? I don't know what's going to happen to me. I said, you know Jesus? She said, yes. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. She went in this whole thing about being Savior and Lord and saving me from my sins and redemption. I was like, wow, you got it. I said, well, you're about to go through a dark and narrow tunnel, and it's going to feel like a squeeze, and then you're going to come out on the other side and get hit by a brilliant light. And the first face you'll see is not a doctor, but the Lord Jesus. And that lady said, listen, man, she said, wow, I can't wait. She said, I can't wait. I've tried it all here. I've never seen that kind of joy. It shook me. She celebrated redemption. And the Lord had me to take her to a birth, because death is like stepping through a door. And on the other side, you're going to see a friendly face.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Benefits of Christ's Birth, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors, apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th and are available at the communication and promotion counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hobart at 321-305-9833. Seize this opportunity for your future. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. And men, it is time to register for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded. Scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m. So join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary as we wrap up our study of The Bondage Breaker.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.